You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.
Hi.
Do you think we need a wider angle because of our body size?
We got to get a desk that we can put in fat person mode.
Oh my God, this episode, you guys.
It's wild.
I felt like triggered. Like, no wonder so many people who were raised in the 90s have body image issues and unhealthy relationships with food.
Yeah.
Eric.
Like it was literally like the stereotypical everything that you like think of and make fun of. And like, I don't know.
Not good.
It's not great.
So let's dive in. We're getting ahead of ourselves. One is episode 10, titled Eric's Fat Novel.
Or Truth or Dare.
Oh, yeah. That's what you'll find on the internet. But
it came out on November 24th, 1997, just after my birthday. Happy 12th birthday.
Thanks.
13th birthday.
It's probably when my body image issues started, really, if
I'm
being honest.
You probably saw this episode and you were like, well.
Yeah. Lifetime of body dysmorphia.
So we actually didn't know that that's what this was going to be about, because in the synopses it just says Mary loses her cool when she finds out her brother paid his friend to go out with her.
Yeah,
which is what happens.
I don't know the right time to bring this up, but I was thinking about how
we're actually breaking up.
They don't seem to do, this will be the second time near Christmas they haven't done a Christmas episode.
Yeah, you're right. Ruthie does mention that it's winter, but how would you know that? It's California.
Yeah. And like it aired in November, you'd think they'd kind of be gearing up.
Yeah.
But I don't think even looking ahead at the episodes that any of them seem Christmassy, which is weird for a Christian show.
Yeah. And they focused on Halloween.
And Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving. And was it 4th of July? What was the one where she was, Ruthie was dressed up as a Statue of Liberty at the end?
Oh, that was. Yeah, was it? I don't think it was the 4th of July, but it was just that she didn't know the Star Spangled Banner.
Right. That was the whole. I wonder if it was around July 4th, though. I didn't even pay attention to that.
I know. It might have been. So.
Probably not. I feel like the show doesn't, shows don't air in the summer.
They'd be on hiatus.
Yeah. Summer break.
You know, it does air in the summer and all year round. Our Patreon.
You're right.
Yeah, I was like looking for a segue and I just, that's the one I took.
Like, I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Before we get into this, we have a Patreon. And so if you go to either Patreon or Supercast and look up a lesbian recap, we're recapping, we're kind of doing deep dives into the main characters, and we're going to be doing a recap of Special Forces star with Beverly Mitchell. Uh-huh. So it was a reality show where a bunch of former famous people are trying to be in the Special Forces.
Yeah. I just realized that the bully in this episode, Lucy's bully in this episode, is named Beverly, like her real name.
Interesting.
Okay. I feel like we need to leave the fat bit for now.
Okay.
Or do you want to recap it first?
No, let's, I can't.
Like, we could wrap up Ruthie.
Yeah. Ruthie can't swim.
Yeah, like she's 6 or 7.
She's 6 or 7. She's in grade 1.
Yeah.
And Annie tells her she signed her up for swim lessons and she doesn't want to go because she'll be with all the babies because other kids her age already know how to swim.
Dropped ball on that one, Annie.
Yeah. Annie, well, you're trying to be a career woman with your muffins?
Yeah. It was because she's a stay-at-home mom. She can't take her kid to swim lessons. She's too busy fixing cabinets. She did so many blue jobs. Every scene that has Annie in it,
she starts off
doing a blue job.
There's a screwdriver. A
cabinet. She's got some orange toolbox in front of her.
Yeah. Why wasn't Ruthie in swim lessons? Did everybody else do swim lessons? Like
Ruthie could have been in swim lessons when she was 3 and Simon would have been like
5, 7?
7 or 8. Like you still need swim lessons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like swimming is a life skill.
Yeah. I have taken kids to swim lessons.
And you can take a bunch of them.
Yeah, I did.
All at once.
Yeah. And I used to work at a rec center. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, registration day was a nightmare.
Yeah. I have photos. So there's a YMCA close to our house. And if you're not a member, which I wasn't, but you could still sign up for their swim lessons. I had to get up at 4 in the morning.
No.
And go stand outside in the cold to get the dates and times that I wanted. It was a whole thing because I couldn't, so I had to leave the house at 4 in the morning to go wait in this massive lineup, but I'd be back by like 5:30. And that is still before everybody was getting up and there was like babies in the home.
Yeah.
Children. And so I would take both the dogs with me. Because they would bark when I came back home and wake up everyone at 5:30 in the morning.
So you stood out?
No. They were in the vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Like they're German shepherds. They can stay in a cold car for an hour. Yeah. So Nixon is the one that would bark. But heaven forbid I take Nixon without Tifa.
Because she is problem.
My soulmate.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I get it.
A car full of dogs. Yeah. And it is a whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyways. Swimming that's lessons wild. Is awful. Signing kids up for swimming lessons is awful.
Well, it's like that's why
worse than buying concert tickets. You have a better chance of getting Taylor
Swift tickets
than you do the swim class time you want.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why Ruthie didn't do it. And so Simon said, "Don't worry, I'm going to teach you in the bathtub. You don't need to take any swim lessons." And so throughout the episode, they keep filling up the bathtub. And I just think to myself, what is your water bill?
Well, at one point, Annie says, it's a 1 bath a day household, which is still 7 baths a day. This is why people share the water.
Those kids would be showering every other day. I'd have a schedule.
Yeah, and you'd a have timer. To. They have 1 bathroom.
You're right. I'd put kids in the washing machine. Like, not close it, but just let the water swirl around them. Dip them in.
Yeah, like, I think, yeah. Like, you can't tell me that kids aren't brushing their teeth, like, at the kitchen sink sometimes, Annie.
Yeah.
Anyways, does she know Simon's in there with her? And like, or is the 7-year-old alone in the bathtub?
Yeah,
because the door closed and she can't get in.
I know. You can drown in an inch of water, Annie.
Like, we have a photo that can't be shared.
Yeah.
Of Wyatt passed out in a bathtub.
Because we accidentally gave him melatonin.
And then a warm bath.
Put him in a warm bath. But the door was cracked open. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting in the next room.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we were keeping an eye on. He didn't lock us out. And then 30 minutes later, after we had heard no noise, we were like, buddy, you okay?
Yeah.
No.
I know. I'd be weird if my older kid was in the bathroom with my younger kid having a bath. Like at those ages, and the door was locked. But I'd also be weird if
I know
the kid was alone having a bath. Yeah. Annie's checked out. She just wants to make muffins. So anyway, turns out Simon didn't do too bad. They took her to the Y on a day and time where nobody else was at the pool.
Yeah.
Which
doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. Maybe it was 4 a.m. and they had special privileges. And the lifeguard says, okay, Ruthie, you got to jump in, come to the top, and then start swimming. And lo and behold, she does it. And everyone cheers. Slow-mo montage of everyone in the water cheering.
Lifting up Ruthie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ruthie says, so how we got to the pool part was Ruthie says, Simon says, oh, you still have to go for swimming lessons because Annie's like, you can't just teach her how to swim in a bathtub. And then Ruthie says, okay, but I just don't want to be with all the babies. So if I can prove to you that I can swim a little bit, can I be in the pool with the big kids?
Yeah.
So. And she does.
She does.
But learn how to swim, guys. It's a
life lesson.
It's a life lesson.
So then do we want to talk about Lucy?
Yeah.
So Simon doesn't really have a story. He just kind of floats between a few stories. Lucy is upset because she found out that her best friend Shelby got invited to the cool kids sleepover and Lucy didn't.
At Beverly's house.
At Beverly's house, yes. And so then Mary runs into the cool girls and she's like, why didn't you invite Lucy? And they were like, oh, we just didn't think about it. And then they're like, actually, we should invite her. And they're all being very...
Yeah, like giggle, giggle.
Side-eyeing each other. They're up to no good.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, Lucy, we're having a sleepover. Do you want to come? And she's like, oh, gosh, sure.
And Shelby's going...
And what's her name? Who stole Jimmy Ashley. Ashley. Mila Kunis. She's going to be there, and that's awkward because she stole their boyfriend and drama.
So, like, right away, you know that there's going to be some bullying involved just by the way that the mean girls are acting.
Yeah.
So the deal, so what they do, I didn't understand it at first, but then I figured it out as I was watching it. So whoever shows up first, either Shelby or Lucy, whoever shows up to the party first has to get under the bed and hide. And then the mean girls talk to the second one that shows up, Shelby. So it's Lucy that has to get under the bed and hide. And then Shelby shows up and then the mean girls are like, yeah, that Lucy.
What do you think about Lucy?
Yeah.
And Shelby's like, well, I think she's really great.
And they're like, yeah, but her self-esteem. And then so basically convincing Shelby to then start bad-mouthing Lucy.
Yeah.
Until and then once they convince the one friend to bad-mouth the other friend, then they get to be part of the cool group.
Gross.
Yeah.
That was a thing. That happened.
Bullying was a thing. It still is.
I mean, worse today because you have instant access on your phone to your whole social circle and beyond.
Yeah, like some people don't get a break from the bullying because...
Yeah, like I was bullied really bad in junior high, but like when I went home from school every day, nobody had access to me.
Yeah.
I got a break. And I think that was honestly... what I needed because I couldn't imagine like every time you look at your phone, you're being bullied every time you're anything.
Messages, Snapchats. I know I got bullied a little bit in grade 9 when we first moved here and that would have sucked.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lucy ends up calling Annie to come get her.
Again, things that could have been solved in this case with a cell phone.
Yeah.
Because she could have been like, hey, text mom.
She had to sneak down to the kitchen phone. We all had one of those.
And she was like, mom, just call back and give some reason why you have to pick me up.
Yeah.
I've totally done that.
I went home once from a sleepover that I remember. And my mom had gone away on vacation with her friend and my dad was looking after us. And I slept over at this girl's house and we were telling ghost stories, but really? Yeah. And then, I don't know, I was maybe in grade 5. And I just remember feeling like, no, I do not want to be here. And I don't know why.
There was a ghost.
There was probably a ghost. And I got my dad to come get me.
You sensed the spirit.
Yeah. Which, like, in retrospect was probably super friggin' annoying because he was the only parent and was my brother in bed, who would have only been in grade 3.
Like, it was the did early leave 90s. Him alone? Totally. 100% Not today, but for sure in the 90s.
Or did he get, like, my brother out of bed to come get me? Was my brother at a sleepover? I don't know.
I remember my mom phoning while I was at a friend's house. And I didn't want to stay the night. And so I think maybe the parent phoned my mom and said, oh, can Carling stay the night? And then she put me on the phone and I didn't want to.
What is with these parents advocating for you and your needs? Like, they mailed a boy here from Spokane against your will.
No, this is the wrong podcast. You got to go listen to I Did Not Sign Up for This for that tea. But yes. And so it was like a family friend. Like, yeah. I think it was a safe house. I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
You know why? Because this kid always slept until like 1 p.m.
Oh my God. You hate that.
Thank you. But I also don't know how to self-advocate. Yeah. So I just like sat in her room. No cell phone, no TV. Just
watching her sleep until 1.
And that's why I like watching people sleep today.
That's why you get up so early and watch me sleep.
Yeah. No, but I remember thinking like, no, I don't want to. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, well, you said I have to clean my room. And my mom was like, oh, don't worry about it.
You're like, no, like, mom. No,
mom. Oh,
come on.
But if we had had texting or like a code word.
Yeah, code words.
Anyway.
I know. I slept over at my friend Hillary's house all the time. And then I'd have to go to church for the next day. Womp, womp.
Hard no.
Other than that, I didn't really sleep over too many places. I think like I lived in a small town. So like it was a fuck around to like drive me somewhere.
Yeah.
Which I get that now, but anyways. Yeah.
But Shelby and Lucy make up the next day. Shelby apologizes. She said, I apologizes. Yes. She says, I just wanted to fit in. I caved to the pressure. Yeah. And Lucy's like, ugh, me too.
But they're like, we got reinvited. And they're both like, we're both not going to go.
Yeah.
They're probably going to have their own sleepover.
Girl power.
Yeah. At least they like advocated for themselves in what they wanted and Lucy left. And
yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Stupid Mila Kunis and Beverly. So Matt and Mary's stories are side by side. They're together. And I hated it. So Mary hasn't been on a date since she broke up with Wilson.
Yep.
And I always want to call him Willis. And she wants to go out with one of Matt's friends. What's his name? Brian?
Brian.
Looks like a wears too much hair.
Yeah, I looked him up. He was in The Grudge, but he was in like a bunch of movies and like one episode shows. Same with Beverly. Yeah.
Oh, not Beverly Mitchell, but no. Like the character.
The character Beverly. I don't know what her name is.
Yeah. So Mary's like, Matt, have you talked to Brian? Did you see if he's into me? And Matt's like, that's weird. I don't want to talk to my friend about you. And she's like, just go. So she like walks away and Matt goes up to him and he's like, hey, Brian, Mary would really like to go out with you. And Brian's like, ew, no. Like, why?
We don't have anything in common.
Yeah.
She's not actually.
Problematic.
Yeah. So he says she's not my type. And Matt's like, why? And he says, Mary looks like the type of girl who would give a guy a hard time.
Excuse me?
Like, you mean stick up for herself and advocate and
have
say no?
Boundaries?
Say no, don't touch me there?
Yeah. Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Man, if Seventh Heaven had TikTok.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So, yeah, and Matt's like, okay, but like, can you just go out with her? And he's like, no, man, I don't have any money. He's like, okay, I'll give you $20. So come pick her up, take her out.
So Matt then, though, has to go borrow the $20 from Simon.
As you do.
Simon is the money man in the house.
Yeah. So I don't like this whole storyline because A, gross. B, when Annie finds out, she's like, did you take money from Simon to pay your friend to take Mary out? And Matt's like, yeah, but, and she's like, well, that was very sweet of you.
Yeah. And then
like, no, it wasn't.
No. And then she says, well, it's very sweet of you, but you're playing with your sister's heart and your brother's money. So it's for sure going to blow up in your face.
Yeah. Like, which fair. It does. But like, how about teach Mary to like, not just go out, like, I don't know, this whole thing. I don't like it.
Yeah, and what I thought was interesting is when, like, either in previous episodes, when Lucy's been crying about wanting to call a boy, Mary's like, what's the problem? Just pick up the phone and call him.
Yeah.
So, like, why couldn't Mary just go and talk to Brian herself?
She's heartbroken over Willis.
Wilson. I'm going to, we're going to put notes on the wall right here.
Wilson. Yeah. And so, yeah, I just, like, don't like the whole thing. And so he shows up, picks her up. She's like on a date with him at the billiards. And she's like, so do you play basketball? Do you watch football? Do you like soccer? Like trying to find something to talk about. And this guy's like, no, I don't like that. I don't know anything about that. I don't watch sports. He's noping her. He noped her. And then, but she's like, to her credit, she's trying. And then she brings up a science fair project and he's super into it. Turns out he like loves like medical TV shows. And
so does she, surprised.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this is new to us. And so they hit it off. He ends up actually having a good time. And then they kiss.
Like they kiss at the end of the date.
Yeah. And so Matt shows up just as they're kissing. Mary goes inside after. So he asks her out for the next night. Uh-huh. Mary goes inside and Matt says, wow, that was more than a $20 kiss. And he's like, well, that was a freebie. I was actually really into her. And Mary overhears this because she's just standing at the door.
Yeah. And she's pissed.
Pissed. Runs away.
So she's super mad. And she spends the rest of the episode like not speaking to
Matt or Brian.
But then Lucy comes home from the sleepover. And Lucy's pissed at Mary because it was Mary that convinced Beverly. She didn't pay her, but like talked Beverly into.
Like, I didn't agree with that.
I didn't really either.
She was just like, why didn't you invite Lucy to the sleepover?
Yeah. Like, she didn't say, and they could have just said, because we don't like her. And yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, but Lucy's mad at Mary. Mary's mad at Matt.
Simon is involved because of the money. Anyways, Brian ends up really liking Mary and wants to go back out with her. So he ends up showing up at the house after she won't return his calls. And he says... She comes outside and says, why didn't you want to go out with me in the first place? And he was like, well, you just weren't my type. I wanted somebody more vulnerable. Like, ew.
Like, no, you didn't.
but then he was like turned on by her like
smarts
and her. Yeah. And her
confidence.
Like confidence. Like,
I didn't like anything about it.
He wants to get pushed around.
Maybe. I didn't like it.
Maybe she wants him to be vulnerable.
Oh, and then stupid Eric says he did that to his sister.
Oh, yeah.
When he was a kid.
Like, what's with everybody paying people to take people out? Don't like, pay anybody anything.
Don't do that. Teach them that it's okay to be single and to, like, be happy with yourself before just...
And it's okay to not like someone.
Yeah. Don't take someone's money to go out with someone just because you feel you need to.
And everyone keeps saying, oh, yeah, this will be so good for her. She hasn't dated anybody since Wilson. Like, she's 15. Why does she need to overlap back to back.
Yeah.
Like she needs to go out with Brian to get over it.
She needs a rebound.
She's wallowing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So fucking Eric.
So the whole episode starts off with Eric trying to put on a pair of jeans, which this is the first pair of jeans I've ever seen him in. He wears slacks in every episode.
He usually wears a smart set of slacks.
Tan slacks.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't fit them.
Yeah. And so he's like jumping and pulling and poking and trying to get them on. And Annie walks in and she sort of smiles because she knows what's happening. And instantly he blames Annie.
You shrunk my jeans in the dryer.
And she's like, oh, I must have left them in too long. The temperature must have been. They're kind of like playful about it, but like he's grumpy.
Yeah. Like you shrunk them. This is your fault.
Yeah.
Like, do your own laundry.
Yeah. Shut up. Do your own laundry. And then he's like, she's like, well, I mean, when they talked about since the wedding, do they mean that?
So this is okay. So Eric says to Annie something like, how much weight have you put on since the wedding?
Yeah.
And so I was initially thinking since they renewed their wedding vows, which was like, what, 8 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Last year. But then Annie says, well, I haven't gained any weight. It's just, I've just redistributed it in different areas. And then Eric says, well, in 20 years. So he says 20 years.
Since the original wedding.
Since the original wedding, 20 years ago. Annie's had 5 kids.
Yeah, and like maybe give it a rest, Eric. Watch it.
Like if she's had 5 kids and not gained a pound, shut your mouth, Eric.
And then he's like, well, how much do you think I've gained? And she's like, I don't know, maybe 8 to 12 at the most.
And he's appalled.
Yeah, he's pissed.
He's like, well, I'm fat. I'm fat. I'm fat. I'm fat. And then he makes a fat face. He like blows air in his cheeks and like makes a fat face.
It's so problematic. And then he like there's a scene where he like comes in and Annie's doing a blue job fixing a cabinet and he tries to grab a cookie and she's like, oh, hi. And he's like, oh, I was hoping to slip by you, but I'm too fat.
So he's now got it in his head that he's fat and now he is like food shaming himself.
Mm-hmm. So he grabs the cookie, says he's fat, puts it back. And then he says, I'm going to go for a run.
And he panics about how fat he is. And then he comes back from the run and he corners Matt in his bedroom and says, I need you to go buy me
some cheeseburgers.
And he's acting like he's asked Matt to go buy him drugs.
Like he's jonesing.
Like he's like, okay, but just like tell mom that like you need to go for some air. No, wait, don't say that because there's air in the backyard. So that doesn't make any sense. And then tell her this. So he's like trying to concoct these lies for why his son needs to go buy him cheeseburgers.
Yeah. And Matt's like, why didn't you just get a cheeseburger when you were driving Lucy to the sleepover? And he's like, well, I got a milkshake, but I'm still so hungry. Okay. It's been 24 hours. You didn't even go for a jog.
So then Matt goes out into the hallway where Annie is banging on the bathroom door.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm leaving to go get ice cream. And because he doesn't even say cheeseburgers.
I'm going to get ice cream. Do you want anything? And she's like, no, I'm trying to watch what I eat or watch.
It's too much weight talk.
Yeah. So she says something like, I'm trying to cut back is what she says.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, but maybe Ruthie and Simon would like something if they got out of the bathtub. And from behind the door, Ruthie yells, we don't want to get fat either.
Like,
not okay.
Not okay.
We don't, in this household, we don't talk about body size, weight. We talk about like fueling your body, feeling good, eating things that make our bodies feel good.
Yeah. It's the whole thing's wild.
I was very upset about it.
Then there was another point where Eric's sitting in bed reading and Annie comes into the bedroom and the continuity in this show is awful. And
yeah, is it like, midday? Is
why
it
was he in the
day
bed
before?
I don't know. And she's like, are you okay? You've hardly touched your dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's been like pounding snacks all day.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm fine.
So then Lucy calls and says she wants to come home from the sleepover. And at that point, Matt has just told Eric that the cheeseburgers are behind the front tire of the car. And
in
so
the garage.
In the garage. And so then Annie's like, I got to go get Lucy. And then Eric's like, no, wait, I'll go get her because he needs to get his contraband burgers.
Yeah.
And anyways, she's like, no, I can drive. No, I can go. No, it's totally fine. So she eventually gets in the front seat of the car, the driver's seat. And the,
yeah.
And the seat is pushed all the way back. And it's like, this is high technology for 1997. It's a power seat. So it's like,
yeah.
So she starts to move the seat forward and Eric just looks at her and goes, that's right. It was in the fat position. Like,
like his frail male ego.
Like, or Matt and Eric, you're both way taller than Annie. Like,
yeah. Did you notice when you got in your car today?
Oh my God.
I drove her car, Lindsay's car yesterday, and I'm 5'4" and you are 5'10". And I couldn't even reach the pedal, so I had to pull the seat all the way forward. And I meant to remember to adjust it back because I, like, I know that's so frustrating. But
it's just my kneecaps and my dashboard. They're fine though.
So did you go to get in? And you were like, oh.
I got to get in. And I was like, oh, oh yeah. And I remembered not to nail my knees off the dash.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It was funny.
But had I been in the passenger seat, I would have been like, that's right.
Move it back to the fat position.
It's just like, it's so gross.
It is.
Well, okay. So then at the end.
Oh, they run the burgers over, by the way, with the car.
They run the burgers over and Annie's like, I'll get you more. Because she never once tells him he can't eat something.
No.
All she suggested was maybe they go for post-dinner walks.
Yeah. And I also think it's funny because every single episode they imply that like Annie knows everything. Yeah. And like, it's funny because she knew the whole time. She's like, well, I know you had a milkshake and I know that you had burgers and.
Yeah. And so at the end, they check on all the kids. All the kids are asleep.
You missed the part about when when Eric and Lucy go for a run.
Yeah.
Which is when
they
Shelby.
Throw food out in front of the poor kid.
Yeah. When Shelby, who's poor and has braces. Has to, that's why her family's
so
poor,
well. So, a throwback to a few episodes ago, Shelby got invited over for dinner because Lucy wanted to see if she was bulimic or anorexic. And it was actually the fact that she had braces. So, that's why she had to go to the bathroom after every meal. And she didn't eat much because, yeah, she was eating a lot at the dinner because her family's poor and doesn't have food.
So then Lucy and Eric decide to go for a run to like shake off their
fat.
And they end up at the like hot dog and like Shake Shack in the park. Do those exist anymore?
I hope so.
And yeah, like he says, the minute your mother said I was fat, it's like I couldn't stop stuffing my face.
But like she never said he was fat.
No.
She walked in and he couldn't get his pants up and he said he was fat.
And then she like. He like coerced her into implying that maybe he has gained some weight, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing was fucked up.
I didn't like it. But then Shelby pops out from behind a tree to say sorry to Lucy for bullying her.
That's when they make up.
And then they're eating these hot dogs and they end up just throwing them out. And I was like, Shelby's right there.
Like
maybe she would like a hot dog.
They took a bite of each one and then just chucked it. I have two separate pictures of my son when he is like 2-ish. When I was like upstairs getting Olivia dressed and he couldn't wait for breakfast. One where he's sitting on the floor surrounded by English muffins that he's taken one bite out of every single one. And another one, same thing, but strawberries.
Why did he just take one bite?
Like he was 2. He didn't know. He was just like, well, I just grabbed this whole pack of English muffins and took a bite out of each one. Anyways, this is what they were doing with the hot dogs.
Yeah, that is what they were doing. And then at the end, they check on all the kids. It's bedtime. They're so excited. They've got champagne glasses
and milk,
a liter of milk and a like a box of cookies. And so they're like sneaking into their bedroom and then they
have a long time.
Yeah, they throw the cookies on the bed and Annie jumps into his arms, into Eric's arms so he can carry her through the over the threshold.
Gross.
And like if we get married, how are we going to do that?
We have to
each time like you carry me through and then we walk back out.
Yeah.
And then I'll carry you through?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just trying to think, like, there's no man.
Who's We're going to have to hire 2 men
to
carry us simultaneously into the house.
Yeah.
Some firemen.
Fire ladies.
No, I can't handle that. So then they close the door and it's obvious that they're going to get it on. And then you hear this bang, bang, bang. And all the kids come running. First of all, kids, if you hear a loud noise from mom and dad's bedroom,
just stay in your
room. Don't go in. Or knock and be like, everything okay?
Oh, yeah. That was what I was going to say. Before they end up in the bedroom, they're opening up all the kids' doors and checking on them, which, like, I understand you want to check on your kids, but, like, Matt is 28 years old.
His character is 17, which is probably even worse.
Like, what if he was jerking off?
For sure he did. Like, yeah, we know Simon's got that Cosmo magazine hidden somewhere.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
I just wanted to say the word spank bang.
Ew, I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but I just wanted to say it.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, Simon can't do anything. Ruthie's on the bunk below him.
You don't think he's on that top bed with his flashlight and Cosmo?
After she goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Gross. This is why kids should have separate rooms.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know what Mary and Lucy do, but... all this to say, they all open the door and Annie and Eric are laughing because they broke the bed.
Like implying that
they were getting it on.
They were only in there for 10 seconds.
No, yeah, like they were just wrestling around.
And the bed broke.
And the bed broke. And then Ruthie's like, what are we doing? And he's and Eric's like, going on a diet.
Implying that they're so fat and heavy that doing it broke the bed.
Like, Eric, shut up. You son of a bitch, just shut up. You're setting these kids up for a lifetime of food and weight issues.
Yeah. Like, I know it's not Eric. I know it's the writers, but, like, it's Stephen Collins.
I know. We hate Stephen Collins. The amount of people that comment, like, people that don't follow us either on TikTok or Instagram, that will be like, you know, he's a pervert, right?
Like, yeah, duh.
Like, yeah, but that doesn't discount all the other creators and actors that worked on the show.
I know, except every time, like in the episode, in the shot, oh my God, in the scene when they're at the pool and Ruthie's in a bathing suit, I wanted to be like, don't look at her.
I know.
Get your eyes away from her.
Get away from her. Get away. I know.
And Annie had almost like a modesty, like,
like a tank top over top of her bathing suit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just wear a bathing suit. Eric wasn't in one because he's too fat.
Yeah. Anyway, that I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I didn't like that episode one bit.
I don't like the still shot either.
Yeah. So I'm going to put, we went ahead and like recorded like all the scenes where Eric says that he's fat, and I'm going to make it into like a little compilation. So go on TikTok, go on Instagram, check it out because it's atrocious.
Yeah.
Tell me we have more to look forward to for next week in number 11.
Well, we're on our Christmas hiatus, which is fitting because it is Christmas right now.
What do you mean we're on our Christmas hiatus?
The next episode doesn't come out until January 12th.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
January 12th, 1998. Okay. So it's called Lead, Follow, or Get Out of the Way. Mary wants to quit the basketball team when a new girl outperforms her. Did she even rejoin? I thought her
knees. Like, so her knees. Because remember, excuse me, that creepy teacher was going to coach her?
Yeah. But I think, rush to judgment, Mary's hurt and confused. Oh, okay. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Anyways, I thought there was an episode coming up where she's like, too nervous to join because of her knee.
I don't know. I hope everybody listening, I hope everyone's listening and knows that you're beautiful and you're perfect just the way you are. And don't call yourself fat.
Yeah. And also, if you think your pants have shrunk, don't blame your wife.
Yeah, don't blame someone else if your pants no longer fit. Oh, I'm so riled up now.
Yeah.
And yet I might go eat a Rice Krispie Square.
Oh, they're so good.
I put peanut butter in them. That's the...
Yeah,
you zhuzhed them up. Yeah. Your son Wyatt said they were the best ones he's had.
Whoa.
So...
And I'm a professional.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, join our Patreon or our Supercast and follow us on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned it. You should go check out our other podcast, I Did Not Sign Up For This.
Yeah.
because I have dragged you onto it and we've added two more. We have a little queer quattro going on over there.
Yeah. Join the Patreon and listen to Carling's.
But I was almost kidnapped.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a Lesbian Recap.